Scott 3 Air here, showing about 5 minutes inbound seat trauma with, I've got a 90-year-old female patient that tripped and lost her footing, hit her head on a rock, I guess it was witnessed. Witnesses say that she did have witnessed loss of consciousness. The patient denies loss of consciousness. She has a pretty good hematoma right to the right forehead and above her nose. She is conscious, alert, and oriented now. Soon after EMS arrival, the patient did have witnessed seizure activity that lasted about 30 minutes, or not 30 minutes, 30 seconds. She is amnesic to that event. She is not incontinent. As far as the rest of her trauma survey, she's got multi-stage bruising throughout her whole body. We asked her, and she's been falling a lot lately. No chest pain or shortness of breath as of right now or before that she said. As far as the rest of her assessment, we didn't find anything significant other than the multi-stage bruising throughout the body, but she has the left leg is somewhat rotated inside. It does have good pulse of the movement sensation, a little bit of tenderness. Can't really tell if there might be a dislocation or a fracture there, but there is good pulse sensation. She is on an aspirin every day. We covered the seizures with some Keppra. We gave her 2 grams of Keppra. Gave her some Zofran. Vital signs, heart rate 94, sinus. She's sitting 100%. She's on a couple, we actually put her on a non-rebreather. And if there's nothing further, blood sugar is 117. We can give you the rest at bedside. We're just watching her at this point. Guthrie operations from Guthrie Air.